After last week's service, well, it was something that had to be spoke about tonight's service. And for most of you guys that were here, we already know that I wasn't prepared. For you guys that were not here, well, I wasn't prepared. Now you know. And I hope everyone, not only me, but everyone was taught a very, very valuable lesson. And I tell you right now, it hurt a lot. It hurt so much. And I was so ashamed. I was hurt. And why it hurt me so much is because when Pastor had spoke to me and asked me if I was able to preach last Wednesday, right? I told him, yeah. And, well, when he told me, I just kept, you know, like hearing the Lord's voice telling me to start and work on it already. But I like, you guys know that I've been working on my CDL and stuff. And, well, what I did was I pushed the Lord to the side to the last minute. That's exactly what I did. And I just tried to rush things the night before, you know, and I just pushed his voice to the side. I ignored him, and I didn't trust in him. I mean, it's not that I guess I didn't trust in him, but maybe, yeah, I mean, I guess it go both ways, right? But what I do know is that I should have put him first. I should have trusted him. He's been helping me with all this time since I gave my life to him. He's been helping me. He's been there for me through thick and thin. And I let my job, I let things of this world, I guess you could say, get before him. And I made that more important than him. And it was a big mistake. I mean, well, as you guys were here last weekend, last Wednesday, and it hurt me so much, and I cried all the way to my house. I got to my house, and I cried, and I could barely eat, and, you know, the food I ate, it was just something I was eating. I couldn't even get the taste out of it because I was so ashamed, and it hurt. It hurt me so much, and it taught me a valuable lesson. After I prayed and Marcy prayed with me, I felt such at peace, and I felt so much better because I realized, I already know that the Lord loves me, but that night he just showed me once again just how much he loves me. The Bible says, for he chastises those whom he loveth, and it hurt. It hurt. It's not something I don't think anyone could say that, oh, yeah, it feels good to be, it hurts to be chastised. It hurts to be, chastised and corrected from your father. But he does it because he loves us and he cares about us and he wants us to do the right thing. And, you know, and tonight, that's what I want to talk about, is actually putting the Lord first. And this past Tuesday, they told me that today I was going to go to San Antonio and start my training. And I called Alan Monday night. Yeah, that's true. Because they told me that Wednesday I was gonna go to San Antonio and start my training. And I had got so excited, and then as I was working, it came to me again. I was like, wait. I said, Wednesday night I'm supposed to preach. And after that, I couldn't focus. I was like, okay, now what am I going to do here? What am I going to do now that I know that I'm supposed to preach and now I got this job? And I was speaking to Alan. He says, well, you do got a job to do. I was like, yeah, but I don't know. It just feels awkward. Like it feels off. So I prayed and I called my boss. And you keep in mind that me calling my boss and taking this big step at my job, it could go either way. Well, you know what? You're already making up excuses to not do this. I mean, you haven't even started it, and there you're coming up with an excuse of why you're not able to go. But like I said, I prayed before I called him, and he was very understanding. And I told him, sir, you know that I gave my life to the Lord. And I told him, I explained to him the situation that was going on. And he was, oh, man, he's, don't even worry about it. He said, if you can't make it Wednesday, we just, more likely, we just come up with another day. I said, okay. So he says, oh, call John. And I called John. And well, it turned out very well that I wasn't even going to stay, you know. So, but I had to take that step, and I'm not going to lie, I was nervous. I was nervous as to what they were going to say, but I praise the Lord, it came out all well, and tomorrow I start my training, so I'll leave it in the Lord's hands. But let's go to Matthew 6:33. I'm going to read the scripture, and then we'll pray. Matthew 6:33. Most of y'all are familiar with this verse, especially me more than ever. But God is good. He is so good. Okay. Well, y'all already know that red letters is when our Savior is speaking. In Matthew 6:33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you, unto you. Verse 34, take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. I'm going to pray real quick and then we'll start, okay? Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, thank you for eternal life, for salvation in your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I praise you, Father, and I thank you so much for each and every individual that's here tonight, Father, that come and just want to be fed your word, Father. So I pray that you take over tonight, Father, that you remove me from the picture, Father, and you step into the scenes, Father, and you take over. And may your Holy Spirit minister into each and every one of us. And I thank you for once again the opportunity to be behind this pulpit, Father, that I am able to be used by you, Father. I give you all the glory, and I pray for all those who are sick, for my wife that wasn't able to come because she's sick, Father, and for all those who weren't able to come because of this weather, because of their sick, Father, and just we leave them in your hands, and for our pastor too and his family and his father, Father. And I thank you so much, Father, for your kindness and your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Well, in this verse, Jesus tells us for us to seek the kingdom of God first. He didn't say to put him second or to put him last. And like I said, that's exactly what I did. And I know that sometimes we got a job to do, or there's things in this and that we have to take care of right then and there. But there's actually things that can wait, and we actually do the things that can't wait. We do them first and put the Lord second, or we put him last, or we don't even think of him at all. And that happens to me sometimes. And well, last week I was, like I said, I taught a very valuable lesson I would always carry with me all my life, because it did hurt so much. And you know, Jesus tells us in this verse that we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you. I mean, it says Jesus commands us to put the Lord first and we will be blessed. But of course, we shouldn't just be in search for the blessing, but instead we should be searching to have a better relationship with the blesser and not just seek the blessing, you know. And oh man, that's exactly what I did. And I'm glad that, you know, that everyone, even though it hurt and I was embarrassed and I was ashamed, I'm glad that people were here to see that. Especially for everyone here that's saved, right? That they see that our Father deserves to come first. Did you know that Jesus Christ, when he was on the cross, he put us first? He was nailed to a cross. And what did he say? Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He said that. He put us first. He didn't think about his pain. He didn't think about the stabbing that he had on his side. He didn't think about the mocking that he was going through. He didn't think about the stripes in his back. He didn't think about those nails that were through his hands, that crown of thorns in his head. He thought about us. And all this was going through my mind. That's why I felt so bad. I felt so bad to put him last and to ignore his voice. And And I'm like, wow, he went through all this for me, and I couldn't just set this to the side for just a little bit and to focus on him. And like a lot of us Mexicans like to say, we kind of came out through under the table. You know, but I praise the Lord. I'm very glad that he taught me that lesson. And you see in verse 25, he says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? So I'm just going to go to, let's see, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 through 8. And I'm going to be going through these verses pretty quick, and so I hope that you guys are able to keep up. I'll try to help you guys keep up. I'm sorry. I'll tell you what, though. I'm so happy to be back here again tonight. I'm so happy that I was given this another opportunity. I'm so happy for what I went through. I was speaking to, I was sharing this with a pastor from San Angelo, and I was telling him, I told him what happened. I said, Pastor, I felt like such a donkey that night. He says, you know what, brother, I'm going to give you some words of encouragement. Even a donkey was used by Jesus. Well, this is when I was speaking to you guys about, you know, the Lord chastising in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. It's actually verse 12, 6 through 8. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourge even every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all partakers, of all are partakers, then ye are bastards and not sons. And I'm telling you right now, that was one of the scriptures that when I got home that night, that's one of the scriptures that I read and helped me feel so much at peace. And man, I just don't know how to explain. I mean, you guys just saw me, but really to what I felt that night, it was very hurtful, but afterwards it was really nice. But I'm gonna be jumping from scripture to scripture, okay? All right, we'll go back to Matthew, and then I'm gonna get to a certain part where you ain't gotta open up the or follow me, but if you want, it's okay. Kenny, I'm learning. Matthew 22, verse 37 to 38. I'm pretty sure all you guys meditate on the Word of God, and then over and over again, you go all the way to the Old Testament, over and over again, it says how we're supposed to put the Lord first, how we're supposed to put Him first. And it's like the night that I got saved, all these scriptures that the Lord showed me through Brother Josh were all there before, and I never saw it. And these scriptures, knowing that, you know, I read the Bible a lot, it was like, I felt exactly that night that I got saved, like I hadn't seen it before. And I was just so embarrassed. But the first and the great commandment, and they ask him, the disciples ask Jesus, it says, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The first and great commandment is exactly what we're talking about tonight, is actually putting the Lord first. It's like, wives, you're supposed to put your husbands first, you know. You're supposed to love him and put him first, and vice versa. We're supposed to put one another first. That's how we're supposed to do if we truly love a person. And it's exactly the same thing with the Lord. And why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we? If the Lord put us first, in John 3:16, everyone's familiar. The Lord, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for us. For us, knowing the condition that we were in, he put us first. And he sent his only son to die on the cross for us, to save us. And pretty selfish, it is pretty selfish of us when we do that, when we put the Lord on standby, where we put him just in case we need him. You know, and we get very selfish like that, and it's this flesh of ours that gets in the way. We allow it to get in the way. We allow it to get in the way because we do have a choice. We do have a choice to sin or not sin. We do have a choice to walk in the straight path that the Lord put for us, or we have the choice to go the other way. You know, and we all know what the other way leads to. And, are you guys understanding me here? I had a bottle of water. I got my bottle of water. I got everything. It's okay. And I was all in a rush. I forgot the bottle of the water. I said, I'm going to put my clothes in the washer and everything before I go to. No, I forgot everything. I just wanted to make it. But look, in Deuteronomy, Thank you so much. Look, in Deuteronomy, let me see, Deuteronomy 11:13, what we just read in Matthew and Deuteronomy, it's the same thing. And the same thing. Deuteronomy 11:13. And this is Moses speaking here. He's speaking to the Israelites. Well, the Lord is speaking to the Israelites through Moses. And it says, and it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. How many times, I'm starting to make it a habit, but just a while back, I would wake up and my prayer to the Lord will come until I'm finished doing what I'm doing. I'm ready to go to work. It wouldn't be immediately that I got up, you know, if I needed to use the restroom, okay, but it wouldn't be until I'm done and doing what I'm doing and getting situated for work and, oh, now I have time. Let me get on my knees and pray. It wouldn't be like that. Now I'm starting to make it a habit to where I wake up in the morning. If I need to use the restroom, I'll use the restroom, and I'll pray. After, I'll go to the living room, and I'll pray. And after I'm done praying, after I put the Lord first, and then I'll go do what I was doing. But before, I wouldn't do that. I mean, the question that comes to mind is, isn't the Lord worthy that we should put him first? Isn't he deserving of that? Because us, we don't deserve his grace. We don't deserve it. We all know what we deserve. I mean, for a father to love his children so much, I mean, he should be worthy and deserving to be praised. He should be worthy and deserving to be put first. But often, more often than not, we get carried away in things of this world and we take our sight off the Lord and just focus on what we got down here. And that's one thing that I've been praying a lot about is that with this new position that I'll be getting, I don't want to be those type that let my head swell up. You know, in the book of Deuteronomy, this is always one thing that, and this is what I told you guys last time, that I would remember the whole time, and I pray that I never forget. And that if I do forget, the Lord remind me in any way he sees fit. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, that is this day. So me getting this position, you know, it's only by the grace of God and because of His help and His mercy and His grace. And the reason I'm starting to think about this more is because I had pushed him to the side that day, that week, when I knew that I had to get ready and bring something to you guys, and I didn't. And I, like I said last time, I said again, I'm truly sorry, guys, for doing that. And this time when I spoke to Pastor the next day, well, we were texting, and he asked me if I would come back here. He goes, yes, sir, of course I will. I'll go back. You know, I'm not going to let that discourage me. I just learned a lesson that night, a very valuable lesson. What he told me stuck with me. He says, you know, the one that's preaching is the one that actually learns the most, gets taught the most, you know, and well, we all learn from mistakes, or at least we should, right? Okay. Brother Allen brought this to mind last time. In Proverbs 16:3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. I had told the Lord that this job that I got going, I leave it in His hands. And if it is His will, it'll happen. And if it's not from Him, then I don't want it. And, well, this time I had, that week, I felt like if I had just pulled it out of His hands and taken control of the situation myself. And get this, I went and passed my test, right? But when I came here, I wasn't able to do the most important thing. I passed the test, you know. If I wasn't saved, this is what my thoughts would be, okay? If God was going to get mad at me, He would have made me fail my test. But, yes, I passed the test, but over here behind this pulpit, He taught me a lesson. He taught me a lesson, and although I passed that test, I felt that test that He had gave me of putting Him first that week. I felt that test, you know. I felt that test. But like I said, we all learn from our mistakes, and or we're supposed to. And I'm glad I learned. Well, we should learn, right? But in Proverbs 3:12, I think that's the one that Brother Allen was saying. Right? I'm going to read 1-12, okay? It says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lead not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as a father the son in whom He delighteth. And I don't mean to be using what happened to me like that night as an example, but I guess I just don't, I'm not going to go and use anybody else as an example, right? I should just use myself as an example. But that night, I could have got bitter. And for a moment, I was angry. For a moment, I was angry and questioning the Lord, but I was questioning Him already knowing the answer. I was like, why? Why would you do this to me? Well, why would I do it to Him? You know? Why would I do it to Him? And like, I was getting selfish, but it was just for a moment, just for a moment. And that's one thing that we should keep in mind the whole time, is that we're the ones that get stingy with the Lord. He doesn't get stingy with us. He doesn't get greedy with us. He doesn't put us last. He doesn't mistreat us, and He doesn't ignore us. We're the ones that do that to Him. We're the ones that do that to Him. And I really pray with all my heart. When Marcy and I were praying at the house when I got home that night, I prayed for each and every one of you guys, that everyone took that and put it here and here and just never forget about it. Never forget about it. And if it must need be, you speak to someone and you speak to them about putting the Lord first and use me as an example, go for it. Long as it glorifies the Lord, because it's something that is very wrong of us when we put the Lord last, or we put Him as a just in case, you know. And it's not, that's not how it's supposed to be. But last time I was speaking about faith, and you know, when we actually putting the Lord first, when we're putting the Lord first, we're showing Him that we love Him. We're showing that we trust Him, and we're showing Him that we have faith in Him. You know, if we go and put something into the Lord's hands, and then we want Him to respond just like that, we're taking it out. How are we showing that we have faith in Him? That's why in the Bible, and I was hoping Michelle would be here because she had asked me about that question about faith. I don't want it to be misunderstood where it says faith without works is dead. You know, it's not like in a book of Ephesians says, for you are saved by faith through grace. You know, it's a whole different thing that he's talking about. And just to give you a little explanation, I'm going to go to James chapter 2. I'm almost done. I just want to explain this real quick. Won't be no misunderstandings. James chapter 2, verse 18. I'm going to go a little bit. 14. Yes. Chapter 2, verses 14. I'm going to read all the way to 26. Okay? And it says here, what doeth profit, my brethren, that a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you saying to them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doeth profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Shew me thy faith without thy works, and I will shew thee my faith by my works. This is what Alan was talking about earlier. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So, to make it short, right, just explain it real quick. We can't say that we have faith in God, and actually just the example that I gave, that we go and we give him something and leave something in his hands, and then we just take it back because we're not believing in him that he's going to do it on time, or he's not going to take care of it at all. You know, that's what it's actually talking about, that you say, yeah, I believe in God, or I believe he'll do this, but then you go do it your own way, and, well, then where's your faith at? You know, just wanted to make that clear. But that's what I got for you guys tonight, and I hope everyone learned something that night and tonight, and I hope that, you think about it, right? And that we never get greedy with the Lord. You know, we put first hand and trust him in all things and leave all things in his hands. And guys, just thank you so much. I love you guys so much because all you guys comforted me that night. And it's just wonderful to have a family like you guys. I really do mean that with all my heart. And to have a wife like the wife I have at home, you know, she was there. No, because earlier when I spoke to you guys about how we're supposed to put our spouse first, you know, our significant other, you know, sometimes I don't. I get stingy with her sometimes, and I'm trying to learn, you know, to be a good husband. I'm also trying to learn to be a good child of God, and you know, and it's just, I'm just really, really happy to be back here tonight again. I'm really, really happy that I didn't allow the devil to humiliate me like he wanted to, and just to leave me there thrown on the floor and not come back. You know, I'm happy that I didn't get bitter, even though, like, for a moment I was bitter. You know, for a very small moment was I bitter. I'm glad that I didn't stay there. I remember a brother, before I got out, he told me, you know, he says, when you get out, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. He says, you're going to make a lot of mistakes, but don't you dare stay down. He said, you get back up and you go forward, you know. He said, don't. His name's Alan, too. But I'm going to pray real quick, and then we'll take some prayer requests. Lord, thank you so much, Father, for tonight. Thank you so much for taking over, Father. And like I said, thank you so much, Father, for searching our hearts, Father, for not seeing us as man sees us, Father. And I just thank you so much for salvation in Jesus Christ, for the salvation of every single individual here, Father. And I thank you for working on us on a daily basis, Father. I thank you for never leaving us, nor abandoning us, nor forsaking us, Father. Thank you so much for your love that's so perfect, Father, and so true. Thank you for everyone that made it here tonight, Father. And I just pray that you be again, once again, with my wife, and that you heal her, Father, heal those who are sick, and our Pastor Brian, that you be with him and his dad and his family, that you continue to bless them with wisdom and guide them and help them through the situation they're going to, Father. We thank you and we praise you and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen.